space to love others. And then, you know, also, like, love is not, it is absolute, but not everything can be loved by you because of your own prejudices or your prejudices based on your experiences. So I think for me, how I choose to love is to be honest with myself and to seek honesty and to always speak from my honest place. And if that place is something that might not make a lot of space for someone else, I have to be honest with myself as to why that is and to also make space for that.
Morning, you're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers, and I am so excited to be playing this set for you all this morning. So I put this together a little while back, and I'd like to think of it as basically just an amalgam of sounds that have been floating in and out of my head. So it's very much a cross-genre set, and there's a lot of different, like, vibes, I think, I would say. I think looking at the set as a whole, there is a focus, an introspective focus on the self, and I'm almost not surprised by that, because I've been fasting for Ramadan, or Ramzan, as some of you know. And there's a lot of introspection done as one fasts. And there's just like a lot of different ways in which you become attuned to things about your body or the way you think. And it's really, really interesting. And so, I guess I want you all to know that that's sort of the headspace and mindset I was in when I put together this set. That first track that you all heard is called Interlude to Love by Abdu Ali. And Abdu Ali just released a new album. It's on Bandcamp as well. It's called Faya. And I feel like I've given them quite a lot of love on the show. I've played their music for like a couple years now, a lot of their new releases. So Abdu Ali is from Baltimore. They are a queer Black artist who work in like multiple genres and types of art. And there's a little bit about the album on the Bandcamp, and I'll read a little bit of it. From Abdu Ali, they say, "This album is everything that I am and everything that I am not. I wanted to embrace all of the facets of my identity, but not let those paradigms build chains around my artistic vision. This album is a queered journey of interrogation in order to discover the seed of my fire. Realizing I didn't need to go anywhere else but my past for inspiration, I shoveled into my upbringing of living in Baltimore, where as a youth, during humid summer days, I often would hear in the distance the go-getters having marching band practice, or how I would sneak into 17 and overnight to the Paradox to be engulfed by the vibrations of the powerful subwoofers that played Be More Club or Vogue music all night long, or how I would love post-church Sunday drives with Granddad as he play the stylings of Motown in his Dodge Caravan. Sometimes he would play a mix of P-Funk or Mystical Tool after witnessing the visceral beauty of gospel performances at Bethel AIM. It's, deeply personal album. I suppose a few albums aren't. But I thought that's a pretty good introduction to who Abdu Ali is, I think. So on to our next track. We have, I believe this is...
Hey, good morning, everyone. Sorry, this is, you're currently tuned to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. My name's Clementine. I'm having a pretty sloppy morning. You were just tuned into a rerun show of Fractal Chambers with DJ Bakfas. She's usually here every other week, and when I show up a bit late, sometimes rerun plays. Well, I'm gonna play some music for you guys. Let's start off with a new track by Ginger Root. The track is Two Step. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. Hey there, good morning everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. My name's Clementine, usually here every other Saturday mornings, alternating with DJ Bakfas. This portion of the show, usually you're going to hear a bunch of sentimental, soft pop music that's, I mean, I guess nowadays there's a lot more like dreamy, jangly, kind of like slightly soul funk-ish. Anyways, I'm happy to be here, happy to share some music with you folks. Like, that last track was Ginger Root, who is aka Cameron Liu, I think that's his name, of based out of Southern California. He self-describes as aggressive elevator soul. And since last year or something, I randomly stumbled upon his album Spotlight People, and I've just been really blown away by how amazing it is. This track was just released last year, but the reason why I wanted to share with you is, if you're interested, he's playing alongside Mama Malarkey on July 2nd at 8 p.m. at Starlight Lounge in Oakland. Starline? I don't know. Anyways, one of that... You know what I'm talking about. If not, I'll just correct myself later on. Anyways, yeah, super fantastic group. Super talented, super fantastic. I guess we have about 49 minutes left. I'm going to keep on sharing some new music for you. Up next, we have a bunch of... I guess for the duration of the show, you're going to hear a bunch of new local music, as well as some kind of ex-local and just generally new pop music that I'm into right now. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. Up next, you're going to hear the new single by Jason. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys soon.
should I listen to you? If you could see what I see, you wouldn't listen to me.
Hey guys, welcome to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. You just heard an older track by The Wake. That was Crush to Flowers, which originally appeared as a single of the same name that was put out by Sarah Records way back in 1989. That's like exactly 30 years ago, which is crazy to think about because even though it is about 30 years old, still, in my opinion, stands the test of time, and it's still, like, is a really big banger, in my opinion. Prior to that, you heard a newer track by, it's the newest track by Sandy Alex, aka Alex G. That was Gretel, a single that was put out, a single of the same name that was put out by Domino Records, and that's a single that's gonna be on his forthcoming album, House of Sugar, which will be out September 13th, so just like a couple months away, 3 months later, like a quarter, wait a quarter and you can hear the entire album, which is kind of crazy to think about. It still hasn't really hit me that half the year has passed already. Oh boy. Anyways, prior to that you heard a track by SF Local Seablight. That track is called Heart Mountain. And it appears off of their latest album, Grass Stains and Novocaine, put out by Emotional Response Records. And I expect them to do more shows. So last night they played with Neutrals, which is also a local band based out of Oakland, and alongside Boy Racer, which is essentially very much like OG indie pop, I guess indie pop slash like kind of punk music. Boy Racer, that band, actually founded the Emotional Response label there. I think they were born in the UK, but now they're based out of Flagstaff, Arizona. But yeah, so Sea Blight, Heart Mountain, that album, Grass Stains, and Novocaine. I've tuned in to a few tracks and just, it's really amazing. It's very like reminiscent, or it just reminds me a lot of the great kind of like jangle pop era from like early 90s. A lot of like Sarah Record stuff. It's really, really, really delightful if you like that sort of music. Or if you like music on the show, I highly recommend. And kicking off that set, you heard J-Som with Superbike. That's a single that's going to be on her forthcoming album, Anako, which translates to My Child in Tagalog. And apparently the title was inspired by a text message from her mother, who often tells her, "Hi Anako, I love you Anako," which means like, "Hi my child, I love you my child," which is really, really sweet. And that album will come out in its entirety on polyvinyl in about 2 months, on August 23rd. So keep an eye and ear out for that. I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a new track by Japanese Breakfast. This is a single, a cover of Tears for Fears. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. Throw it away.
gets a ride to London. Motorcycle cop on the California freeway. Trips was our favorite TV show. We were gonna be just like them, but I grew up and forgot. You became a motorcycle cop. Motorcycle cop. You get to ride around all day. You look so cool in your helmet and your shades. Motorcycle cop. You get to ride around all day. Motorcycle cop. On the California freeway, can I be a motorcycle cop? If I don't believe in laws, and I don't wanna shoot a gun, just bust folk talking on their phones. We are on the Harley.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. My name is Clementine. I'm going to tell you what you just heard really quick. The last track was Oakland-based Neutrals with their track Motorcycle Cop. They feature members of Terry Maltz, I think the bassist, and it's very, like, delightfully tongue-in-cheek and goofy. That's off of the album called Kebab Disco, which I guess is kind of alludes to the the themes of the album. That was put out by Emotional Response as of yesterday. Prior to that, you heard Pompoko with Blue. That's off of their album Birthday that was put out on Bella Union Records. They're a group based out of Oslo, Norway, but they're named after this really fantastic Studio Ghibli movie that features a bunch of, like, raccoons with big bolas on them. I haven't actually seen the movie, but I heard it's very goofy and delightful, as they, like, smother people. These raccoons are, like, attacking people and, like, smothering them in their junk. Anyways, prior to that, you heard... Anyways, that was Pompoko. The band is named... I think I read somewhere that the band named themselves after the movie because they kind of wanted to, like, capture... Sonically, they wanted to capture the kind of, like, the visceral, like, overload and, like, kind of the stuff that... They wanted to sonically capture, like, the visual overload of the movie Pompoko. Anyways... Part of that, you heard Tennis Club with London. That's off of their album Pink that was released off of Elephant Records. I think this is their first full-length album or something. They released their first EP in 2017 that was released digitally only, and now they have a physical record that's put out by Elephant, which is really amazing. Super fantastic album. If we have enough time, I might play another track by that, off of that one. And kicking off that set, you heard Japanese Breakfast with Head Over Heels. That's a cover off of Tears for Fears. That was put out by W Records, and a portion of the proceeds of that single go towards benefiting the ACLU, which is pretty amazing. Anyways, up next we're going to hear a new track by Sacred Paws. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. You can find the entire set list online at BFF.fm, and the show is Fractal Chambers, Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. Gonna leave you guys with a track by Shonen Knife called Sweet Candy Power off of their album of the same name. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to stick around for Hello Sunshine with Karina. Hope you guys have a lovely weekend. Bye.